John chapter 10, verse 10. It's a scripture of warning, and it's also a scripture of winning. Warning and winning. Why? What's the warning? The warning is the thief comes, and he comes to steal. He comes to kill, and he comes to destroy. That's the warning. But the winning, a verse of victory. Jesus came that you might have life and have it to the overflow, to have it in abundance, the Zoe life of God. And life begins and ends with Jesus. He's our only true hope and our source of victory. Salvation is the name of Jesus, Yahshua, meaning salvation, deliverer, redeemer. He is your helper today. John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. Jesus come that you might have life and have it to the overflow. We already dissected steal and kill. Today, destroy. That means losses, waste, trashed, ruin. If he can't steal from you, he will oppress you until you're willing to sacrifice it. If you don't sacrifice it, he comes to ruin what you do have. He wants to ruin your relationships. He wants to ruin your life, but he can't. He can't if you don't permit it. Let me give you some scripture. It says in 1 Peter 5:9, withstand him, be firm in faith against his onset, rooted, established, strong, immovable, and determined. When Satan comes, we have to withstand him. We have to withstand his lies by speaking the truth of God's word. We got to withstand his oppression by renewing our mind in what God says, spending time in the presence of God. We have got to, on the onset of his attack, don't wait until he's already picked your pocket and gone 3 blocks down the street. On the onset of Satan, when he comes, we have to resist him. And he also says in the word, 1 John 5:18, we know absolutely that anyone born of God does not deliberately and knowingly practice committing sin, but the one who was begotten of God carefully watches over and protects him. Christ's divine presence within him preserves him against the evil, and the wicked one does not lay hold, get a grip on him, or touch him. So when we practice sin knowingly, first of all, we're not living as we're born again. We're living as if we don't even know God. But when we surrender our life to him, and we are in Christ Jesus, there is a protection around us. It's called the blood of the Lamb. It's called being his. Praise God, to the glory of God. Let me give you another scripture. I love this. Romans 16:19-20. For while your loyalty and obedience is known to all, so I rejoice over you. I would have you well versed and wise as to what is good and innocent, and guileless as to what is evil. And the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, be with you. Follow and submit to the great shepherd. That is our protection today. In Jesus' name. We'll be back tomorrow.